On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, it is WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen, Donna Gordy is from Arts Altoona. Donna, welcome.
Good afternoon, Doug. Thank you.
And we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that's coming up over the next few months in the arts scene. But specifically, one of the things we want to get your attention for is a new event that's coming into the area. And you have a guest here to tell us about that. And why don't you introduce him?
That's right. So the person we have with us today is Jay Schaefer. Jay is a filmmaker, and he was the filmmaker and editor for Not Your Average Joe film that Kathy Mueller had put together with Jay. So we know he has great credentials when it comes to filmmaking. But what's happening now is we're partnering with Jay and with Arts Altoona and with Sam Altoona to host a first ever Altoona Reel Film Festival at Penn State Altoona. And that takes place on September 20th. So Jay can give you lots more details.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Like Donna was saying, I've had a pretty extensive background in the world of independent filmmaking probably for the last 5 to 10 years now. And while having produced and created a variety of my own films in recent years, I've gotten the opportunity to attend a variety of different film festivals all around the area. And after Kathy and I actually were able to visit Center Film Festival last year for an award that we received for Not Your Average Joe, Kathy and I began to talk a little bit more about what it might be like to start our own festival and, you know, get Arts Altoona involved in SAMA and, you know, get like the whole community together to finally have a location and an event in central Pennsylvania, in Altoona specifically, where independent filmmakers and the community alike can all gather and celebrate. And, you know, we wanted to keep the festival open for, you know, submissions all across the world. And we also decided we really wanted to hone in on the specific idea of tomorrow's filmmakers today. And that's really just, you know, all the younger filmmakers, students included, who are just getting, you know, getting their way into the filmmaking community and the whole world around it. And we want to celebrate people like that and really inspire the younger community to continue to create films. And, you know, it's going to be a great event. We're really, really excited.
Well, I know that there's always the naysayers, and they'll say, first off, Altoona, really? It's like, well, excuse me, why not? And you can have a film festival anywhere, right? Because, for instance, a couple of weekends ago, I was in Jim Thorpe, and they have a art center downtown, and they had a two-day film festival going on, and a lot of people attending that. I wasn't one of them. I just happened to be there for something else, but you can put it anywhere. But also, are there enough filmmakers to come to a film festival like this? I mean, it has to be a little difficult to start it up and then keep it going, but why not Altoona, right?
Absolutely, 100%. It's funny you mentioned the Jim Thorpe Film Festival. I've actually attended that one. I think it was two, maybe 3 years ago. It's a wonderful film festival, and just Jim Thorpe as its own, you know, little town and community is beautiful and has so much to offer. And I feel like there might be a lot of people that look at Altoona, you know, not necessarily in, you know, as a creative space where a film festival should be hosted, to your point. But I think that just opens the window of opportunity that why hasn't it been done yet? And it really should be done. And I think it's only going to inspire those in the area who maybe feel like they should take this passion elsewhere, but instead they now have the ability to keep it at home and keep it local. And, you know, and they can all come together and network with each other and meet other filmmakers in the area and community and people from, you know, just across the U.S. as well. To your point, it's not necessarily the easiest thing getting a film festival off the ground and getting a handful of submissions in, but we're working hard on the marketing side of things and trying to take a youthful and current approach to really gather and inspire people to submit. And it's, you know, and with the student aspect of it as well, when we're partnered with it being hosted at Penn State Altoona, we're hoping to get a lot of student submissions as well. And it's really, you know, it's all about really highlighting that creatives can be found anywhere, even in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Well, the two things about that, one would be obviously it's going to encourage more people to do something about this or at least consider making a film, which it's like, hey, kids, let's put on a show. We got the barn. It's not as easy as people think. And I'm sure you could attest to that, having done that more than a few times. But at the same time, if you make a film, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there, does it make a sound? If you make a film, you want people to see it, right?
Absolutely, 100%. And that's another thing we're really hitting hard, too. I feel like a lot of people have this presumption that they need a team of, 50 people and the latest and most expensive gear to even be able to accomplish the feat that is an independent film. But the reality of it is all you need is a story. You just need an idea if you believe in it and you want to see it come to life visually, then all you need to do is take that idea and find some people who believe in the same idea. And, your friends, your family members, and everyone who believes in you will join along with that. And you could only have an iPhone, you know what I mean? And it still has a powerful enough camera to be able to tell a story. And, you just take those approaches that are necessary with what you got. And I think that whole idea of starting with just an idea, and then at the close of it all, you get to see it finally come to life. That's just, for me at least specifically, that's a feeling that I wouldn't trade for the world. And I want every filmmaker to get that feeling. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking to that, it used to be, as you have alluded to, much more difficult to make a film. Now anybody with a camera phone can theoretically make a film. But it encourages more people to try it. Do you get more voices and more quality, or do you just have to sift through more dreck that comes your way when something like that happens as a film aficionado? I mean, it's great that more people are doing it, but still, it's like you still need to get the quality. Like you said, the idea is the thing.
Yes, of course. And to your point, it is a challenge. And I think that, a lot of people that have the ambition and the idea, they might not necessarily know immediately with their first project the best way that there is to tell that story and to show it visually. And I can attest to that from one of the first short films that I ever actually created in my senior year of college. And it was about a 10-minute, crime thriller short film. And I knew nothing about the genre and I knew nothing about what I was writing, but it was an idea. And while I had some help, I primarily did everything myself. And I soon learned by the very end of the process, I can't do all this myself. And I could see immediately at the end of it, like where the flaws were. But what was important was I knew how to then improve upon that. You know what I mean? I knew how to take what I did and what I didn't do to advance and learn more for the next project that I do. And a lot of what our film festival is going to encompass are, where do these films sit as far as a beginner's film? And that's why we also have separated student-based categories where we're not judging necessarily 100% on the technicality of things and the acting and the directing per se, but we want to see how these stories began, if it was good and like what worked about it and what didn't. And, we want to honor those students that are really going above and beyond to take those necessary steps to accomplish something bigger down the road. And I think that all filmmakers that have that drive in them, that shows in their work always.
Speaking to your first experience that you were describing, I'm thinking how many people, and it wasn't me, but I had friends who had the Super 8 cameras, their parents' cameras when they were kids, and they would try to make these Artura films or whatever you want to call them. And if they had only had the technology today, that more of those people would have followed on and done something with their art in that and gotten serious about it. At the same time, those same friends told me if the internet had existed when we were in high school, none of us would have graduated because we would have been too distracted either making a film, putting out a magazine or doing a blog or something like that. When you think back to some of the stuff that you did, do you remember other people that you met along the way that stayed with it versus didn't stay with it? And how do you contrast those people now? Do you ever meet the people? It's like, yeah, I used to play an instrument, but I don't anymore. I wish I still did. Yeah, I was playing around with this as a kid, but I didn't keep up with it. But our friend here, a mutual friend, yeah, they're doing films for film festivals now.
Yeah, 100%. I think that is another one of the beautiful things about being involved in the world of independent filmmaking are the connections, friendships, and colleagues that you build throughout the entire process. Some of my close friends in college that shared the same film and television major that I did, you know, we were friends in college. And while you think about, you know, you leave college and you move on and you do your own things, and we all did that. But when we come up with new ideas and we want to embark on our next, you know, film project, those are some of those people are the same people that I continue to reach out to this day. And on one of our semi-more recent narrative film projects that we did, The Dollhouse, which was shot up at Blue Knob in an Airbnb cabin for over the course of 3 nights, we brought in a handful of my old friends from college, and we ended up building this team that we all just like felt was like such a core crew. And like we said by the end of it all, like when we do the next thing, like we want this same exact crew. And I think that anybody that embarks on this journey and all fall into that same passion will continue to do the same. Thinking back into my college days, I know that I had some other friends though that, looking at some of their student projects, you could kind of tell their heart wasn't in it. You sort of got the idea that maybe they were just under this major because they didn't really know what else to do. And while I've maintained some contact with a few of them, they're not all necessarily involved in the industry anymore. And I think those are things that you kind of, you know, learn and figure out along the way. But those few that really love the idea of filmmaking stick around. And when you build that core team, like that's a love and passion that I also continue to just want to share with everybody.
Maybe they thought they were getting a course in basket weaving 101, and then they realized, oh, this is a real course. You have to actually have to do some work. But as far as that goes, say the last time somebody picked up a camera or did anything, they were 15 years old. Now they're 35. There's no law that says they can't go back and try it again.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
It's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen. We're talking with the folks from Arts Altoona. Donna Gordy is here, and we're talking with Jay Schaefer, who's a cinematographer and is helping to organize and present the first Altoona Reel, R-E-E-L, Film Festival, which is going to be September 20th, Michonne Family Center for the Performing Arts at Penn State Altoona. First off, if people want to attend the festival, what is it going to cost you to do that, aside from your time?
So we're actually, for submissions for all films, we have a variety of different deadlines that are split up into an early bird, regular, and last call category. And the cost right now for the early bird deadline for all submissions, non-student-based, is only $20, and the student category-based submissions are only $10. And that deadline is actually June 18th. And then from there on, about a month apart is when the deadlines separate. And when you get to the regular deadline, it goes up $5. And for the last call deadline in August, it goes up another $5. So ultimately, if you can get submitted sooner, you'll save a little bit of money.
And you're looking for a 20-minute film thereabouts? Can it be 21? Can it be 19? Or
We're looking for up to 20 minutes. So we're just because it's our first year, we're just sticking to a strictly short film based festival. So no features this time, but you know, maybe in the future. But yeah, all films are welcome up to 20 minutes. So anything 20 minutes or less, we will accept.
And the categories I see here on the news release: drama, comedy, action, adventure, thriller, horror, documentary, experimental, student narrative, and student documentary.
Yes, that is correct.
And how do people enter this? There's a website here?
Yes. So all submissions can be uploaded and created on filmfreeway.com/Altoona Reel Film Festival. And you can also find a direct link for this page on Arts Altoona's website as well. But this is where you'll find a wide variety of all details about the festival and what we're looking for, and our ultimate goals for everything, different award categories, and ultimately all the additional rules and terms. But if you have your film and you create a Film Freeway account for free, You can upload your film directly to this site and then just submit it directly on the website.
What beats sending a reel through the mail and hoping?
Yeah.
Especially since if you lose the only copy and or it's a not a decent print, it's much easier doing it in the digital world for this. It still has to have the same creativity that any film would have had in the past. It's just, as you mentioned earlier, it may be a little easier to do something like this. What kind of reaction have you had so far from the film community?
We've gotten a lot of really, really great feedback. A lot of fellow colleagues of mine that I've worked with in the past are super excited to see that we're out here, kind of deciding to do our own thing. And we've received great feedback from the community as well, just to see a event like this come to Altoona for the first time. We were recently on Studio 814 to talk a little bit more about the festival as well, and we've gotten a lot of a decent following on Facebook and Instagram at this time. We currently have a promotional campaign that's about 60 seconds long that we're using to ultimately inspire and motivate people to get out there and start creating. So we're really excited so far, but hoping to get more and more as we get closer.
There'll be a podcast of this program up afterwards at WRTA.com, and we'll have links to filmfreeway.com and to the Facebook page and other media for the Altoona Reel Film Festival. Now, anybody can just come in and watch these?
Yes, that's correct. We're still working out the exact details for the full program that'll take place on September 20th. So once we get those details, obviously, we'll be sure to come back and provide all that information. But we want to definitely draw a crowd that's not just for the filmmakers who have submitted, but for people all around the area that want to attend. It's going to be an all-day event where we get to watch a lot of really impressive films from a variety of different categories. And we'll be providing a few different workshops from some other people within the industry that you can sit in on and, maybe learn a little something. And we're going to have a little bit of some receptions that people can attend. And ultimately, it's an all-day event, but people are welcome to, come and go as they please. And we'll be hosting an award ceremony at the very end of the night for all of the best films in each category.
And you were going to have some guest speakers come in?
Yes, correct. We're going to be bringing in Spencer Fulmar. He's locally from, I believe, the Grove City area of Pennsylvania, but he's most recently been living out in Hollywood, doing his own independent film work as well, feature film length stuff. And I think his recent project is titled 1780 that he's producing, and it's starring Kevin Spacey. So I think he'll be a really interesting guest speaker to host for the event that can not only provide a lot of insight on what it means to be a part of the independent filmmaking world, but also get to share a lot of his really interesting experiences along the way.
Since you've been making films for a while, somebody hearing this now is saying, oh, yeah, I'd love to do something like that, but I just don't know. Whether it be getting something ready in time to enter the film festival this year or not, or just getting started and getting the ball rolling and making a film, what advice, based on what you've gone through, would you give them?
Interesting question. I think that it all starts, like I had said previously, with just an idea. If you can land on an idea that you are passionate about, something that you think the world needs to see, hear, and feel on the big screen, then it all starts with that. And I think that, if you start with that, you can put something on paper as far as just like a brief outline or summary as far as what you want to do, and get your friends and other family members and whoever is willing to, hop on board with you to offer ideas and offer input and establish, the arc that you want to tell your story. And, and then all the other details, in my opinion, just kind of follow through shortly thereafter, where once the idea is there, then you kind of already have an idea of where it needs to be filmed and what kind of characters you're going to be developing for this story, if you have any characters. You could go an experimental route and have no characters at all. But I think, you start with that general idea, and if you're really passionate about it, then the biggest piece of advice I have is stick it out. Even if it can be very difficult at times to stay motivated And even if you, you know, are approaching it with minimal gear and a breakneck crew of only a couple people, it can get challenging at sometimes. But my advice is, even if you aren't 100% sure that it's going to turn out to be the masterpiece that you had hoped it would be at the very beginning, see it through until the very end and see how it turns out once you have everything, you know, completed. Because if you never finish it, then you're never going to know if it was good. You're never going to know, you're never going to learn anything for the next project that you want to accomplish. So if you can just stick it out and, you know, get through all the necessary steps to put this together, then you're going to be satisfied no matter what, even if it isn't what you originally envisioned. And I can attest to that, where I think every project that I've had a big grand idea for, it's almost always not turned out exactly as I envisioned it, but we saw it through, and it was, and it ended up being a very, very competent film that we were proud to say we did. And that's a feeling that everybody should be really, really reaching for.
Jay Schaefer is the festival coordinator for the Altoona Reel Film Festival, which will be September 20th from 9 until 10 at the Bashan Family Center for the Performing Arts at Penn State Altoona. Again, the information of all of this will be on the podcast of this program in just a few minutes on WRTA.com, but it's co-presented and hosted by Arts Altoona and the Southern Allegheny Museum of Art Altoona in downtown. Jay, thank you. Just do you have to leave us, or can you stick around for another second or two?
I can stick around for a little bit longer.
Okay, Donna, you we normally get to this a little earlier in the program, but a couple of the arts things coming up you wanted to make mention of.
Sure. We've got a couple things coming up at Arts Altoona Center. One is tonight, so it's probably too late to get your tickets, but we're really excited for the first time hosting Cove Community Theater. They're doing a Once Upon a Murder Mystery dinner show, again, at the Arts Altoona Center on Saturday the 24th tonight. Also tonight is Altoona Community Theater's Isaac Awards, taking place on Saturday and Sunday, where they salute the absolutely amazing talent at the high schools all through the area from their spring musical shows. So that's this tonight, Saturday the 24th, and tomorrow, Sunday the 25th, Altoona Community Theater sponsoring that at the Mishler. The next thing Arts Altoona has coming up is Acoustic Altoona on May 28th. This is hosted by James Grove. It's featuring Rumble and Scream Sasha Frost and Aaliyah Reed. And that's in the Grotto at 7 p.m. on the 28th. $10 cover. But they're also featuring local visual artist Michael Allison. So he will have some of his work there on display and for sale. Other things coming up, Arts Altoona is putting together our summer arts program. We have two age groups, so watch our Facebook page and website for announcements about start date for that, when to register, and so forth. I don't have the details with me today, but watch our Facebook and so forth for that. In other arts community events, the Southern Allegheny Museum of Art is having their gala. This year it's a Royale, kind of the James Bond sort of theme. That's Saturday the 31st at 6 p.m. at the casino. Tickets may or may not be still available for that. And on the May 31st, Saturday, May 31st also, the Coffee on 3rd out in Duncansville is putting on, I think, their first ever summer bash. It's featuring the two local guys that have been on The Voice, Ethan Eckenrode and Jimmy Mowry. There's going to be vendors, bounce house, food trucks, petting zoo, all those sorts of things. So very, very family-friendly event on Saturday the 31st out in Duncansville. On June 1st, there again are two competing events. Jamie Schwind, who is a former director at the Altoona Symphony Orchestra, is putting on a concert to benefit the Symphony League, playing clarinet, and will be accompanied by a piano. And that is taking place at 2 p.m. on June 1st at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church downtown Altoona on 12th Avenue. And that's a $15 ticket in advance through Altoona Symphony Orchestra or at the event. And then Blurt Baker Mansion starting up their Sunday on the Lawn concerts on also on June 1st, featuring the Rocket Blasters. But go to their Facebook page or website to find out their full schedule, because they've got a lot of great groups coming up Sunday on the Lawn. The other group that started up their concerts is the Hollidaysburg Arts Council. They started music in the Berg a week ago with the Altoona Brass Collective, one of my favorites. And their next one is coming up on June 22nd at 6 p.m. And that one, I believe, is featuring Matt Otis and the Sound. But again, look them up, Hollidaysburg Area Arts Council, for their Music in the Berg schedule on their Facebook page. And again, I'll point out before we leave that the event you've been talking about with Jay, Altoona Reel, R-E-E-L Film Festival, has its own Facebook page as well. So you can follow that for information and get the link to send in your film there as well.
And we'll have that on the podcast of this program on WRTA.com. Also, just a reminder, Baker Mansion has now started up their tours again. They're closed through the cold months from Christmas into May, but now you can go and do the tours again.
Everything's opening up for the summer season.
BlairHistory.org. Jay, anything to add about the festival?
I don't think I have any other additional details that are really worth mentioning. I just want to say that we're so incredibly excited to be hosting this event this year. We really, really hope to see a great turnout, and we're going to put together one heck of an event that anybody can attend and have a great time participating in. So looking forward to it and hope to see more submissions come in.
Altoona Reel Film Festival will be September 20th at the Penn State Altoona campus with Arts Altoona and the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art. Jay Schaefer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Donna Gordy, thank you from Arts Altoona.
Thank you always for the opportunity.